A musician's desire to be commercially successful and be true to his or her artistic sensibilities need not be mutually exclusive. Rock critic Ken Tucker has a review of two new albums that he says illustrates this point.
Peter Stanfill and NRBQ have more in common than just the fact that they're both cult acts with high critical esteem. Their new albums arrive after long silences, 3 years for Stanfill, 6 years since NRBQ's last studio album. And both records prove to be the most commercial efforts these acts have ever attempted. The nice thing is that catchy tunes and playful lyrics don't seem to have obscured these musicians' trademark obscurity.
Here's a story about a special girl, born into an ordinary world, with a gift she could not wait to share. Folks were just like you and me, little angel was all they'd see, not a hint of what they should beware.
That's Peter Stanfill and his band The Bottle Caps from their new album, The People's Republic of Rock and Roll. Right away, you can hear why Stanfill isn't giving Janet Jackson and Fine Young Cannibals any competition. Stanfill's hoarse, quavery voice is an acquired sound. But like all first-rate rock singers, Stanfill makes his limitations work for him. In this case, his yowl connects with predecessors ranging from old blues singers to the more expressive heavy metal howlers. Stanfill's history goes back to the 60s, when he was part of the legendary Holy Modal Rounders, which at one point included Sam Shepard on drums. The Rounders' music sounded a lot like the stuff Peter Stanfill is making now at age 50. On a new song like Bridge and Tunnel Girls, Stanfill and the Bottle Caps locate the common ground between the Ramones, Johnny Cash, and the Rivingtons' Papa Umau Mau.
Downtown post-punk girls are mighty cool, and them Chelsea girls with their purple curls almost make me drool. There's East Side girls and West Side girls and Village girls galore. Manhattan girls are fine, fine girls, but the ones that I adore come from over and under the Hudson and over and under the East, from the Barrens and the Narrows through the banks of Newtown Creek, from the green, green hills of the Jersey Shore where they shoot the Atlantic curls. Hey, what I mean, the whole damn scene is Bridge and Tunnel Girls.
NRBQ has been around just about as long as Peter Stanfill. Their initials stand for New Rhythm and Blues Quartet, but the music they make isn't straightforward rhythm and blues by any measure. NRBQ fans maintain that no album has ever captured what the band does on stage, and as someone who's seen them a few times, I have to agree. There just aren't recorded equivalents to, say, the night I watched pianist Terry Adams move from a Thelonious Monk composition into a keyboard version of Van Halen's Jump, or the evening NRBQ took nothing but requests from the audience, gamely playing any song anyone yelled out, which ranged from Purple Haze to Last Train to Clarksville. This sort of thing is by no means unusual for them, and it's one reason why they're not successful careerists. NRBQ is charmingly perverse. On this new album, Wild Weekend, their most alluring pop melody is addressed to a car.
I'll take you, registrate you. You know I'll never
Given the band's two decades of wild eclecticism, the dedicated NRBQ fan may have difficulty taking the pretty tunes on this record at face value. This must be a joke, right? Pop irony, no? Well, no, I don't think so. I think that like everything else they do, when NRBQ decides to make an accessible record, they really put their hearts into it.
Ken Tucker writes about popular culture for The Village Voice, LA Weekly, and Spin.